After months of rehearsal, COVID-19 looked like putting an end to the latest from Beyond Stage, a Derry-based theatre company for adults with learning difficulties. The company spent the winter rehearsing Hamlet, Prince of Derry, an update of the play by Colin Murphy, directed by Conal Morrison, only to have lockdown bring things to a sudden halt. But this Sunday evening, the show will go on as a radio play for RTE's Drama on One, created during lockdown in rooms all over the Northwest, using all the tools the online world has to offer. I spoke to the company's artistic director, Dee Conaghan, in one of those rooms about how radio
recording
saved the day.
Hi, everyone. This is Hamlet. It's been a long month. Sorry I haven't been on. Thanks for the messages.
Welcome to Mortal Coil.
I thought I'd play through some of my favorite game, Mortal Coil, and try and lift my mood. If you like this, don't forget to subscribe.
I am in an absolute madhouse, I have to tell you. I have our back garden, the plumbing is completely gone, the kitchen sink's gone, we've no toilet. So there's like stuff over, you're not allowed to use the sink, and I've just poured half a pot of tea down it, and I've just had someone shouting at me for doing that.
Let the game begin.
My name is Dee Conaghan. I am the artistic director of Stage Beyond Theatre Company, a theatre company that's based in the Northwest in the Millennium Forum for adults with learning difficulties. We started off actually with 11 members, and we now have over nearly 40 company members. We have just started a company actually in Letterkenny as well, and we have quite a long waiting list of members that hope to join. It started out, we would have worked in a lot, as we still do in schools and colleges, but now we are really kind of reaching out into the whole of the island, and we have a very big kind of touring remit, which obviously this year did not happen for obvious reasons. But now we have great links with, say, the Abbey, the Lyric, and we would do kind of co-productions with them and work with artists and facilitators. So it's got much bigger. But playwright Colin Murphy came to work with us. He adapted Hamlet with a very kind of Derry take on it.
Guildhall Square.
Nothing.
Where is it?
Patience, my lord.
Camera 2.
Castle Gate.
Camera 3. Butcher's Gate.
Look, my lord, it comes.
Angels and ministers of grace defend us.
Casting happened between Letterkenny and Derry. Colin Murphy and also our director, Conal Morrison, went to Angreenan in Letterkenny, where they auditioned company members there. They then went to the Millennium Forum, and it was just like a real, you know, open audition, and people they went through lines, they went through kind of workshops, and both Conal and Colin then cast from there. So we have a fabulous Hamlet, Oisin, playing Hamlet, with Ophelia, played by Isabel. It's an hour long, and it's very kind of contemporary with Call of Duty in it and gaming. We have gamers in it. It's a fabulous, very inventive as a production, and would have been extremely exciting to watch on stage.
Are you a deep fake or the walking dead? You come in such a questionable shape that I will speak to you. I'll call you Hamlet, King, Father, Dairyman. Answer me.
It wants to speak to you, as if I had something to say to you alone.
Well, of course.
My phone.
Like everyone else, we were kind of hearing, you know.
Father?
It was almost like kind of creeping down the road that this was coming. But we literally were in the Millennium Forum on a Monday, I think, very much in March. And the chief executive came along and said, you know what? We are closing this afternoon. And so the company, we all left. And from then on, we knew this is kind of highly unlikely. At one point, we thought, well, maybe we could do part of it. We could do it, you know, maybe in Letterkenny. We might not get to Dublin. But then just very soon, it just transpired that this nothing was going to happen. And so we just had to cancel all. We had, you know, Dublin, Letterkenny and Belfast and Derry. So we were just absolutely devastated that it wasn't going to happen. And then we thought, well, maybe it'll happen in September. But then, of course, that's not even going to happen. So it's just had to shelve it.
What a piece of work is man.
Man, that's heavy. He needs some kittens in there. Don't forget to like and subscribe if you want these videos to keep coming.
So when did the radio idea turn up?
Kevin Brew, a producer, RTE, had been with the company, and he had originally talked about doing just a very short documentary about Stage Beyond and what we do and, you know, who we work with. And he, and I think Colin Murphy as well, had the conversation about that, wouldn't it be great if we could do something? And then he just rang and said, well, you know, guess what, Dee? We're thinking of putting this out of a drama. But there was things that were just really kind of logistical things. For instance, our Hamlet lived out in the wilds of Donegal, and he had no access to Wi-Fi or no access. He hadn't got a tablet or something. And we, because of the travel restrictions, we weren't able to get over the border. So we were kind of smuggled. We were kind of doing a wee bit of our old-fashioned smuggling over the border with, you know, with computers and whatever.
Fatality.
And yet, to me, what is this quintessence of dust?
People could actually do it from the comfort of their own home. There was one, actually, the guy who plays Hamlet, to get to Derry, he has to walk, I think, a mile and a half to get to his first bus. Then he gets another bus in. And certainly when we were rehearsing during the winter, it was quite hard going for him to actually get to us. There was something quite nice, I'm sure, being able to do it in the comfort of your own home.
There are not two men living with whom he more agrees.
Spend time with him. Try to help him relax.
See if he will tell you what is wrong.
And if he does.
So that was an obvious kind of benefit. But I think it's just to do something kind of quite different. And the fact that we were faced with the news, this wasn't going to happen. And then it did happen. So I think that was just, you know, exciting for everybody in the company.
Thank you, Your Majesties.
Beyond Stage's Dee Conaghan there, and you can hear Hamlet, Prince of Derry on RTE Radio 1's Drama on One slot at 8 p.m. this coming Sunday, 26th of July, and as a podcast after that.